style.
It's your boy Red.
I'm loving it. Yeah, like, as soon as I walked in, I was like, this is it right here.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your homie, Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy.
And you're officially tuned in and tapped into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ear to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, and we are officially back for the season 5 premiere of Mud Talk. I miss y'all so much.
Yeah, too.
I miss y'all. We haven't done this in,
a month.
We did the pregame, but then before that,
feels like that's forever ago.
We really did. But we haven't really done a season. The last episode was what?
Yeah.
Hey, so yeah, we back in this thing. I'm ready for season 5. We have a lot that we're going to talk about, a lot we're going to discuss over the next few months and whatnot. But thank you for everybody who's been tuning in and tapped with us for over 5 seasons. If you're brand new to the show, welcome to the show. And for those who are family and friends, welcome back. We're so glad that you are here. And yeah, we ready, man. But before we do anything, let's check in, man. Let's tap in. How's everybody feeling today?
It's been a week. I mean, I feel like it would be a lot different if it wasn't the end of September. And
yeah,
been a little stressful week, but I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to be back.
This
too.
Made me happy. I was really excited. I was like, okay, it's Friday, podcast. I'm excited to see the crew. So it's been a good day.
For sure. What about you, Shay?
I'm excited to be here. Happy to be back. I missed the pregame, but
yeah.
So I just feel like I haven't seen y'all in forever, but this summer flew.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it spun around in a circle. And next thing you know, it was fall.
Spun around in a circle.
Yeah.
I started, like, throwing ass.
I know. That's what I thought. I was not throwing any ass.
Were you?
No.
Are you sure? You don't throw ass.
That's
fine.
Yeah, I had a very calm
summer.
Oh, man.
Very calm.
There's no ass throwing.
Behaving.
No, just busy.
Yeah.
Is he throwing ass?
No.
In a circle?
Well, not in that way, but
she said maybe a little, a rhombus, an octagon.
She said a rhombus. Okay, a rhombus is square, isn't it?
Parallelogram.
You're square.
Yeah. I mean, but she you don't know what she can do with her ass.
Can you do that? I mean, why is she doing her ass? I do recall a DJing night where she did try to show me how to throw it in a circle.
Throw it in a circle, yeah.
Well, successful. You were, I wasn't.
All right, well, since we're back, man, so today's show is titled, It's Going Down in the DMs. And so if you watch the pregame show, we had a conversation about what would be the appropriate way for someone to slide in your DMs when it comes to dating.
I think it was just like the hit on you in general.
Yeah, hit on you in general.
We're talking about gas station people.
Yeah, we're talking about gas station people. And then, we're talking about how people can slide into DMs and be so, it's just inappropriate. And just hitting on people at the gas station. And then we wanted to know, has anybody ever been successful at that? Like a successful...
Did we find any successful people?
Well, I don't know. Maybe as we tap in and keep talking.
But nobody slid into our DMs to tell us that it was a successful situation.
Yeah, no. But I mean, clearly it's been successful for some people because they keep doing it.
It's true.
It just depends on how you approach the situation.
I agree.
Yeah, so... but yeah, so we're going to be talking about...
And I mean like actual DM slides. I don't mean like dating profile slides.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's...
Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see how that goes. But for now, we got to get into some news. And so this is what we like to call Big T with the...
T.
And this is where I give you all the celebrity news and gossip because they keep me with job security. So let's go ahead and get into it. So first things first, we want to say congratulations to Rihanna. Her and ASAP Rocky gave birth to a baby girl. And so all of our news comes from TMZ. But Rihanna ASAP Rocky's baby girl, they named her Rocky with R-O-C-K-I. She was born just after midnight on September 13th in L.A. TMZ, now this is how they so messy. Let me tell you how they be working hard. TMZ got their hands on the birth certificate. Crazy. But TLC got their hands on a new version.
It's public.
I mean, yeah, but damn, they was really reached.
They had an inside person waiting.
I guess so. But TMZ, they got their hands on a new birth certificate, and it shows that the parents of the three welcomed the little one at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. TMZ broke the exciting news Wednesday afternoon that the happy couple had welcomed their third child, shortly after which they posted on social media their new bundle of joys. Name is Rocky, R-I-C-K-I. She joined her older three brothers, RZA, who is three, and Riot, who is two. So Rihanna finally got her baby girl, y'all.
And she looks absolutely beautiful. I saw a picture of her holding her baby, and she looks amazing.
Yes, she looks really
good. Like, glowing.
Yes, so shout out to Riri and Rocky on their new baby girl. All right, and in other news, man, so Bad Bunny has received a death threat, like a credible death threat. So if you don't know who Bad Bunny is, he's a very popular Puerto Rican hip-hop artist. But Bad Bunny has been targeted by someone who has made a credible death threat, according to a well-connected Puerto Rican journalist. The death threat was made online, according to independent journalist and former Telemundo reporter Jay Fonseca. The person who was allegedly making the threat was identified, and he was reportedly armed. According to Fonseca, the FBI and other federal officials were present during the residency. It's unclear if authorities were present for the entire run. It's also unclear when the death threat was made, but we do not know if the person who made the threat was arrested. So,
what was the threat?
Well, he's armed, so maybe he's going to kill him.
Why?
Who knows, man?
What did Bad Bunny do?
Hopefully, he's not being a bad bunny.
He is Bad Bunny.
He's doing something. So be safe out there, Bad Bunny, man. And please.
Up your security.
Yes, up your security big time. All right. And in our last piece of news, Serena Williams is very upset with a hotel. So a New York City hotel has drawn Serena Williams' attention, and she is pissed off after she was stunned that the business decided to decorate one of its hallways with a cotton plant. The tennis legend showed this thing for the table ornament on her Instagram story on Thursday while she was in the Big Apple helping Kim Kardashian with her Skims Nike launch. Serena Williams, who is 43, can be seen inside the establishment zooming in on one of the plant stems. She says, "So how do we feel about cotton as decoration? Personally, for me, it doesn't feel great." Williams then picked off one of the cotton balls and she rubbed it on her nail. The hotel where Williams stayed for the event collaboration has not been disclosed, and they have not responded to any comments.
Why did she rub it on her nail?
Maybe she just figured.
Wanted to show that it was cotton.
Y'all know it was cotton. Maybe she wanted to, you know, remove
it. A big F to cotton.
I guess so, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's appropriate.
Yeah.
And cotton plants aren't even, it's not even like it's their aesthetic because they're not.
They're not. You know what? And you know how I feel about that is because I specifically remember one. It's, first of all, Cracker Barrel. I'm just going to say the name. I don't like Cracker Barrel. I've always felt weird about Cracker Barrel for the simple fact because they have cotton on the walls. Or they used to. Cotton on the walls. The Slave Master rocking chair on the front porch. It's just always just bop.
Cotton on the... I honestly have not even been in Cracker Barrel enough to even know what you're talking about.
They actually changed their logo a couple months ago, and they got a lot of backlash behind it. A lot of people, oh, we're not going to know, we're no Patron here if you guys don't change the logo back. But a lot of people are happy with the old logo.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Can we go back to the cotton on the walls? I'm confused.
Yes.
So it was just like actual, like a cotton. Like
they have like a cotton. What, you talking about for Serena or
Cracker Barrel? No, I'm talking about Cracker Barrel.
At Cracker Barrel, yeah, it was like a, you know, like a cotton tree, like the branch. And they would just, it was like decoration on the walls to give it like a down on the farm theme, I guess.
Put some fucking corn.
You did it first.
Put some corn on the wall.
You know what?
Corn stalks are pretty.
I mean, I just feel like if you want to go with a down on the farm kind of thing, just ask Bob Evans. They've been doing it for years without. They don't have any cotton on their walls.
No, they have corn.
Yes, they have corn.
And barns.
Yeah. There's a lot of other things you can do besides having cotton on the walls and the granddaddy slave chair that's on the front porch.
So they still have those, don't they?
Yeah, and I still, that's why I don't go there because it pisses me off. And then you know what? I never see black servers. They always got the black people in the back washing dishes. So I just
don't like the food.
Yeah, it's very unseasoned. It tastes like racism and oppression.
I mean, the name of it is Cracker Barrel. It's
unseasoned
for.
Well, Cracker Barrel.
Saying.
So, all right. Well, that was my big tea with the tea. And you know, if I got some tea, I'm going to spill it here first, some mud talk. So, you know what we learned from this is if you got cotton balls on the walls, take it down right
now. No, a cotton plant. So you have actual cotton balls out of the package. You probably should put those down too.
Take anything with cotton. Right? Anything we know about cotton.
Cotton is not a decoration.
Yes, we just want cotton shirts.
You can change the cotton sheets. We need silk.
Silk.
Or satin. I think it's satin, the one that makes it so it's like good for your skin and your hair.
Yeah. Both. Same yeah. thing.
Silk, yeah. satin.
The rich people are forced.
Where you like, I weep before.
Yeah. Let's just get away from everything cotton, because now I'm getting tricked.
Yeah.
What do I have? Microfiber? Is that a thing?
Yes, that is.
Yeah, it is.
It's like the fake.
That's like the terry cloth. I keep those. Especially like
terry cloth, like a rope.
No.
Is that terry we cloth like a
see,
towel?
We don't do that either.
If you slept in a towel bed, I don't know what I would think.
We don't do cotton.
I guess it would absorb things. Towel's already laid down. My sheets are the towel.
Listen, I don't do anything with rope. Handcuffs is cool, but rope, no.
I didn't say rope. I said robe.
Oh, I thought you said, isn't that like rope?
No, it's like a towel, like a terry cloth robe. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you said rope.
What are you, what?
Sorry.
What's happening in your DMs? I don't
know. You mentioned Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned Cracker Barrel. I
was just reading the stories.
That cotton got no
hit. It did, man.
Okay. God, I was talking about rope.
Now I got to go in the car and listen to Kendrick Lamar. So, all right, well, that was Big T with the T, man. So, yeah, stay away from cotton, y'all. All right, so, well, this episode we said is called "Is Going Down in the DMs," and we said earlier that we've been talking about just the appropriate way to like hit on someone or the appropriate places to hit on someone, because gas station is just not one of them, right? And so, I haven't done this in quite some time, but I felt like this would be appropriate. And so, this little segment is called "Tips for Teen." And I'm giving you five things of what you should or should not do when you're trying to slide into someone's DM.
Okay.
You ready? All right. So number one, here's your do. Compliment them, but be original. Okay. Don't just say, hey, that's not a DM. That's an accident. Okay. So something you could say is, girl, I see you out here blessing the timeline like a walking Hallmark
card. No. No. No.
It's corny, but it works.
No, it does not.
It works. Maybe not for you, but it works.
Okay, though. But if that would work for you, if any of these would work for you, put them in the comment, because I don't think so.
Girl, you're like a walking Hallmark card. Or are you from Tennessee? Because you're only 10 no. in Tennessee.
I mean, like some of those, if you're being, you got to follow that up with something like more serious. Like,
of course.
Make me laugh and then follow that up, because if you just send that, it's corny and I'm going to make fun of you and all my friends are going to make fun of you.
I think you would rather have corny and not horny. I'm just saying.
I mean, I could go with that. But the problem is that usually what follows the corny is the horny.
Okay, well.
No, some people leave right out the gate with it.
Well, that's horny, it. But if there is corny, there's usually horny right after.
Yes. All right, tip number two. What you can do is you can react with a funny gif or a meme. But what you don't do, don't react with an emoji 47 times in a row, because that's not flirting. That's called arson.
Yes. Okay. You mean the fire emoji.
Yes, the fire emoji. Where they hit the fire button on your DMs or on every picture.
Don't even hit one, because what does that mean? I don't know.
I mean, one is fine, okay? But then after that, now you got them smoking. Because
what you know what? You're right. One is going to get somebody talking. Like, oh, okay. What do you mean? LOL. What do you mean by that? And then you can talk. Yes, you're right. 47 times you're trying to burn up my DMs.
Trying to burn your DMs.
And don't you're trying to get blocked.
Yeah,
that part. I don't know about you, but 47 times?
10 times.
That's excessive.
That is live. It's scary. All right, tip number three. What you can do is reference something for somebody's profile so they know you paid attention. But what you don't do, don't ask so what you do when their bio literally says what they do. I hate that. And I have experienced that before. If you have in your bio that you're an educator, you're a nurse, you're a doctor or whatever, do not say, so what you do. So you clearly didn't read my profile.
No.
So now, block.
Although, maybe I'm kind of glad you're not all up in my profile trying to figure out what I do.
I mean, but if it's out there in public.
Yeah, then don't, why are you asking? No. Saying the obvious.
Yeah. All right, tip number four.
Because if you ask me that, I'm going to come off with the most sarcastic, smart-ass remark stripper. To what I do. Yeah, it's going to be totally inappropriate.
OnlyFans model. You know
not
what I'm
excited to do that. I clean sewage. And I come home and I smell like shit all the time.
All right, tip number four. What you can do, please keep it short and sweet. Yeah. But what you don't do, don't send a paragraph that starts with Grand Rising Queen.
Oh,
and then it ends with your Cash App. Okay?
Yeah.
That's not what you want to do.
No, if you say Grand Rising Queen, what's your Cash App? You know,
that might work.
But also, I might think you're trying to scam me.
Yeah, and the Grand Rising thing really blows me anyway, because... And not just people in general, like Grand Rising, we don't say good morning because you're mourning the dead. Like, it's not even that deep.
It's you not spelled the same way.
It's not at all. So then I'm really concerned because you don't know the difference morning, between morning and morning.
M-O-R-N-I-N-G versus M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
Yes.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yes, because one means like daytime. The other one means like sadness.
But wait a minute. So that's a homophone? You're the evil sheep.
Yes, it is. Okay, good. Look at you. Good job.
Thank you.
There you go.
You know,
give her that clap. don't give me the clap. Don't do that in my DMs either. don't come at me with the clap. No, but I won a contest in fourth grade on having the most homophones.
We had did you?
The most homophones.
How many did you come up with?
A lot. I went to the library and I looked up in a homophone book.
Oh, wow.
And I copied out of the homophone. It's like, it was like old-fashioned AI. I like went to a book. I just started copying them out of a book. It was fine. It worked. I won.
That's all that mattered, huh?
I got a chocolate bar.
So you cheated for a chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Wow.
You just said that was the most big Mac thing I could have done.
We listen
and we judge.
He was like,
okay, Big Mac,
your
chocolate bar,
your homophones. No, we want to talk about Big Mac. My daughter, I was doing her laundry yesterday, and the Slim Jim
fell out. I saw that. I was like, what's in the
Slim Jim? Is crazy.
What's going on with your life?
sometimes you gotta have a little bit of protein. You just never know. You never know when you might get stranded and need some beef jerky.
Beef jerky. All right, and the last one, man. Tip number 5, respect the curve. If it don't apply, just
let it fly,
right. Okay? But don't send question marks like you're the Wi-Fi connection trying to reconnect, okay? Right. Like, just sending those question marks and emoji eyes and stuff, man. Like,
or just doing it, like, every month on the month when there's no reply, which, by the way, when we share some DMs.
Yeah.
There's a few of those.
Yeah.
So, and it's okay if you get rejected. You still live to talk to somebody else.
Yes, right? And if you get rejected, please don't be out here trying to cause violence.
I think
that's weird and dangerous, and you will go to jail.
I think a lot of people like slide in the DMs, though. They're sliding a whole lot of DMs. They're just trying to just fish
it. Oh, yeah.
Just throwing darts at it and see what happens.
It's the ones that do concern me are the ones that do respond multiple times. Like, I thought you were just throwing a bunch of DMs. Like, why are you coming at me once a month on the month? Or I'm on, like, a schedule.
Yeah.
And I'm never responding. So I'm on here like, oh, let me DM her.
Yeah, like, every fourth day of the month, let me inbox her again,
even though she did not respond the last 4 times.
So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that was my tips for tea. And that was 5 things of what you should or should not do when you're trying to slide into somebody's DMs.
Yeah.
So I hope y'all took notes. Creeps. All right. So this is the portion of the show that we've been talking about. It's called It's Going Down in the DM, right? And so some people, well, did we have anybody who sent us some DMs?
I didn't have an actual, did I write it down?
Or did they have somebody sent us a story?
It was just a little story.
So while Amy finds that, if you have any crazy DM stories, put it in the comments below. Do not name drop unless you want to choose violence, I guess. But we will read it. But before we do that, we want to say shout out to Brittany B. Foss, who is watching right now. Hey, Brittany. She said plug, trap, and paint.
We charge for that, Brittany. Just FYI.
Yeah, I mean, I am DJing it, so, you know. But, yeah, make sure you get your tickets for trap and paint. Go to my page, check it out, or go to B. Foss' page and get your tickets. Because tickets, the event is next Saturday.
They're a lot of fun.
Yes, we turn up, we trap and paint. All right, there you go.
Just trap and paint.
Trap and paint.
Can you be?
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a vibe.
Yes,
you got to be there.
7 to 10, man. It's dope. Turn up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She paints. So the story that was shared with me was that it was a 28-year-old male that tried to slide into a 25-year-old female's inbox, and when they were trying to make a conversation, like, hey, where'd you graduate from, where'd you go to school, trying to kind of come up with some commonalities there, she was apparently, the female was like, I didn't graduate, and I haven't even gone back for my GED. In fact, I don't do any of that. And then he's like, I just blocked her because that was weird.
Wow.
like no desire to graduate, no desire to get a GED, and just said that was probably their weirdest DM slide.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So is it because, like, she had no aspiration, or she just came?
Essentially, yeah.
Oh, okay. So she just came off the bat like that, like.
Well, yeah, and I kind of wonder if, like, was she trying to just curb him a little bit, like? Like I said, yeah. I work in a sewage company, and I.
So he slid into her DMs.
He slid into the DMs, and they were chatting, and then was like, "Oh, where'd you go to school?" And it was like, "I didn't graduate, and I'm not getting my GED."
She was blunt with it. Yeah. At least she didn't lead him on.
She didn't. And you know what? He was able to go block and move on.
Yeah. But see, and that's what I've always said, like, when we talked about this on the show before, like, let people know your intentions. Like, be upfront. Like,
for sure.
We don't have time to be wasting. So if we get to the point and you know that this does not work for us, let's just move on. We don't need to keep sending the fire emoji, hoping that
Or be like this guy in my DM on October 21st. Hi there. This was last year. No response. November 8th. Hi there. No response. October 14th of this year. So we went a whole year. Hi, two eyes. How are you doing? No response. Wait for the next month. We're getting there. That was October 14th. So we're probably coming around the next 2 month span.
This isn't the one dude that about the food guy. When we went to the bar there one time. What? Remember the dude who was asking about if he was cooking food or chicken or something?
No. Yes. These are random people.
Oh wow.
These are random DM slides.
Because that happened. You don't remember that?
No, I do remember that. Yeah. But that was not bad.
Okay. Because he was on it. Like he was kind of creepy.
Shay, how do you feel about this one? Hello, beautiful. How are you doing today? Does that fit into the good? Good DM. Because according to Ty, that's a good DM.
What? Hello, beautiful.
Compliment them and keep it short and sweet. But what do you think? Is that a good one?
That's a pretty good start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the one that I said we have to read because it was hilarious?
Not like, let me send you a picture, but like, so what would you do with this?
Oh, it was this guy. Hello, Amy. Please allow me to introduce myself. My name is, or you can call me this for short. I live in California. Also, I think you possess both very soft eyes and very smooth white skin.
He was very specific. Smooth white skin.
That freaked me out. I'm not really sure.
So he doesn't want smooth, rough. I mean, he doesn't want rough white skin.
No. Smooth white skin. I possess soft eyes and very smooth white skin.
Wow.
I'm surprised that's even in there. I probably should have blocked him. He didn't try after that. So, yeah. Oh, hey, baby mama. LOL. Good DM slide or not good DM slide? By the way, I have responded to none of these. I just have to tell the audience.
Well, they're like in your spam.
Well, these are in my message requests.
Yeah.
So these are people I don't know.
Calling a woman you don't know your baby mama.
Hey, baby mama, LOL. No.
So he was trying to manifest something.
Well, it didn't happen. Now this one, there was two fire emojis. How do you feel about two fire emojis?
I mean, two is okay. He's
trying to get it hot and steamy.
Yeah, I feel like two. There wasn't one. It was two.
Well, he probably just hit like that reaction thing. But like, if he hit like 37 of them, sir, you are Smokey the Bear.
Something.
Call the park ranger.
Good evening. How are you, gorgeous? Okay, here's another one. Spell out how are you. Please don't put HRU.
Yes. Especially if you're a grown ass man.
This is a grown ass. Looks to be an old grown ass man.
Yeah, he's too old for that.
Why are you spelling HRU?
He's like somebody's grandpa. He's definitely too old.
He's somebody's grandpa.
Putting HRU.
HRU. Wait, a space and then three question marks.
Gorgeous. Space.
He's typing as if his 12-year-old grandson typed that.
This one I got said you squirt. Like that's just it says you squirt. That is such a random question. And why would you ever leave three of them to be like you're really pressed to know. And that's none of your business. But why would you just come out and feel comfortable?
So that's the horny. Like that?
That's the horny. Be corny, not horny, y'all.
And don't be horny after you're corny.
This one says, now this one's from a female. Good morning. I keep trying to get you drunk so I can eat that.
Oh, Shay, that's a good one. Well, did you respond to any of these?
Ma'am, that's rape.
Right. That's not consensual. That was the first time? That was the first slide?
Yes.
That's somebody,
is this somebody you know?
She said that like off the jump.
Is this somebody you know? Because how is she trying to get you? Okay.
It was somebody
else. I was like, how is she trying to get you drunk if you don't even know this person? She's like, watch your mail. White powder in your mail, you don't.
Well, like they said, in this game, females can be
hard. Don't leave your drink around her.
Listen, I think girls are just as bad.
Yeah.
Or if not worse.
Yeah, don't leave your drink around her. Right. Matter of fact, don't drink with her ever.
You need a cup condom for that. Get you a cup condom anytime you're around that girl. She's going to drop some white powder. Something weird something in there. You get out.
Wow.
Yeah, then we got randoms. Hi, beautiful. Let me take you out. What are you doing?
At least they want to take
you out. You're in Texas. Like, how the hell do you know my location?
Like, because you're probably sure. Is it public?
No, my location is off, but I think I might have posted a picture for my daughter.
So they're stalking you.
Yeah, so they.
So he kind of did what you did. He looked at the profile, found a commonality.
Yeah.
I mean, creepy as.
But I see you're in town. Let me take you out tonight. It's like, sir, I don't know you.
Right.
So
I feel like even if you know that I'm in town, you shouldn't let me know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also, Shay, that we both had when we were talking about this, there are quite a few. Pictures that just get sent off the
Yeah.
Which I don't have any of them because they promptly get blocked. But that is also, I know you did that in a different segment, but we're not just coming through with pictures.
Yeah, that's not okay.
If you ever check your spam folder on Messenger, it's yeah, it gets wild in there.
I couldn't even open
my Messenger. I see why it's spam.
I couldn't even open my Messenger. Did you look for your slide?
The spam, the message request and archive.
I don't get any DMs. All of mine are always in person. And well, that's what be like the
creepy ones.
Yeah, like they're always in person. And I'm just be like,
ugh. Well, the creepy ones in person, yes, those are always.
Yeah.
I
didn't get a DM, but I did have somebody unwillingly add me to their close friends on Instagram.
I'm gonna read this one. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yo, you want to see me bust the nut on video chat every now and then? I'll show you my face and all. Call me real quick.
I'll show you my face and all.
Seeing you in the little porn videos group. No, you didn't.
I think he had you confused with somebody else.
Very confused. This was December 2024.
So hold on. So there's a whole, we got to unpack that. Can we go back and unpack that? But let's start with let's start with the first line. Go ahead.
It says, yo.
How many O's?
Three.
Okay. Don't create anything.
Yo. I'm trying to go back and find it. It's so many. Like, hold on.
There's so many. I delete a lot of mine. I've been saving them in there, not deleting them because I knew we were doing this.
Yeah.
What's wild to me is that all of my profiles are completely private and locked down too. And how they find
that part too.
Like, how do you find your way in when I have it completely locked down?
I don't know. All I gotta say is please don't add me to your close friends without consent. Because somebody that liked me did that before, and it was something very inappropriate there, and I had to block them. That's
all right. Okay. So we said yo with 30 O's. Okay.
You want to see me bust a nut on video chat every now and then?
So this is, he wants a regular.
Yes. Okay. And I'll show you my face and all. Call me real quick.
I'll show you my face and all as if there's been an experience where he was, that must be intimate for him.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to show you my face while I bust, that's intimate.
He wants to be seen. Yeah. So,
but not by everybody. Only
not
by
knowing
you.
That like screenshot happens. Like, right. Sir, I will screenshot you.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. That part. it says, call me real quick. And then seeing you in the little porn videos group. Sir,
that was on like Facebook.
Yes,
they have those on Facebook.
He said, "Call me real quick."
They have groups to where people can upload porn or send each other porn, or if you want certain people to inbox you and things like that.
So there's like groups for everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
I thought you were about to be like, "Let me move from."
Or like it's the groups to where drop a picture, or if you like a picture, somebody will inbox you. But no, December of 2024, sir, I was married.
Yes, big married.
Right.
You would never see me comment on anything. Yeah. Wow, so
did he send a link to an OnlyFans on there? I feel like he's got some sort of OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
He probably does.
He's trying to get you to OnlyFans it.
Yikes. If y'all watching or listening, go ahead and drop y'all DM stories. We know y'all got some DM stories because we see y'all post them on Facebook. So let's talk about it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had a crazy DM story. Just don't add me to your little friends only thing on Instagram.
Yeah. I don't,
because I always get creeped out like when I see somebody with that green circle around them on their story on Instagram. I just be like, oh man, I feel like you're about to post some porn on my Instagram.
Why do people why do people think that their close friends want to see that? That's what I want to know.
That's what I'm saying. And then here's my thing.
Is it
though.
Like a friend orgy situation? Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
did you just find another one?
You had a flashback?
No, I just the things people say. Just keep going.
Okay. I just feel like adding me to your friends only without consent. That's like virtual rape.
Like, it is virtual rape.
Yeah, like you're virtually raping.
There's probably a law about that somewhere.
Yeah. So I just don't add me to that unless you ask. Like, and I'm even saying,
like, hey, can I put you in my close friends? I like to have sex on video, and I want you to watch it on my story.
Yeah. Like, just don't do that shit.
Or ask first, right? Like
You should. Yeah. Everything in life should always be consensual.
Consensual.
Yes.
Because like they can just add you, right, to those close friends.
Yeah.
And then you're just there.
Yeah. I had a particular friend and he doesn't do anything on that. Right. But he'll post like raunchy memes or like stuff like that. And I didn't even know I was in his friends only until I got on Instagram one day and I was like, oh shit, that bubble is green. And I clicked on it just to see. And I was like, okay, yeah, I gotta like inbox you and say, take me out.
Take me out of your close friends.
because my thing is like when you do the OnlyFriends thing, you have to click on who you want to be in. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
he went through his list and said him.
Oh, yes. Close friends.
One that I want to see all of my dirty. Well, if it's just dirty memes though, and it wasn't like sexual, you probably thought it was funny.
Well, ask for permission.
I can't get into it. There's so many of these, it's not even loading.
Yeah, the grammar is so bad on this one, but he basically asked about pissing on somebody talking about she needed to hydrate. No, he sent a video. Like, he wanted somebody to watch him pee on another girl. And he said that she needed to be hydrated.
Why were you chosen for that?
I have no clue.
That's what I want to know. Like,
and these are all in my spam. So, like, this is my first time seeing these. Since I've gotten them, so
yeah, there's a reason why Facebook said it was spam. Keep it there.
Yeah, usually those get deleted. I mean, I get a lot of hey sexies.
Yeah, just
hey baby mama, hey sexy, stuff. Hey damn, hey beautiful. Yeah,
But you know what I think is crazy?
Hola.
Oh,
I got it. Hola.
You got a little Espanol.
Just hola. I mean, there was no
Adele.
We don't say names.
You're not like a catfish.
It probably is a catfish, but I don't want to say. I'm not trying to get like.
This one says, this is gonna be the corniest thing you ever read.
Yeah,
but you are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life. Your eyes, nose, lips, your complexion, your style, and I hope you're loving your vacay. Drop dead, knock me off my feet, baby bees.
How many bees? How many bees we got?
It's 7 E's.
Oh, baby.
And then it's baby. A space A.
Baby.
And it's supposed to say QT.
QT, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
QT, baby.
I can get down with this guy right here. This guy said, are you single? Straight to the point.
See,
no, sir.
That was my tip.
Wait, no, I lied. I clicked on it. There was some. I was about to give him some credit. GM beautiful. Don't even spell out grand morning, good morning, whatever. That was, and then he waited 3 months. Hey, beautiful, how are you doing? No response. Are you single? See, I almost gave you credit. I thought you were just to the point. Nope, we are a repeater.
Mm-mm.
Hello, beautiful lady.
Tap to see blurred image. Oh, no,
don't ever tap.
Don't ever tap the blurred image.
Facebook's trying to rescue you from unconsensual videos. So this guy's another repeater. He did it all in 2 days. Hello, beautiful lady. No response. That, and then exactly 24 hours later, night agent.
What? Night agent? What does that mean?
I don't know, but it freaked me out. Are you like outside my house? Like, what is that? I didn't answer you. So 24 hours later,
you caught a flight.
You know what night agent is? Can somebody please tell me? Because maybe this is slang that I'm too old for. Because I don't know.
Yeah. What is night agent?
So hello, beautiful lady. And then 24 hours later, night agent. Like, I was afraid he was going to be outside my house looking in my window at night.
Maybe he meant night owl. And because maybe he's seen you up.
This was at 1:23 p.m.
Oh.
So the first one is at noon the day before. And this one was exactly 24 hours later.
Now, are they in this country, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's in this country.
Because I was going to say, like, maybe he's like 12 hours.
Yeah.
No, he is. Let me see if I can figure it. He's a digital creator, apparently. Let's see. Where are we from? Doesn't tell me.
I think the craziest part about when they slide into DMs like that is the fact that, like, when they send messages, like what Shay is getting and stuff like that, like, you have, like, your name on there and your face.
Like, I could find you if I really needed to.
Yeah, or like I can post you and you got your face and everything and your real name on there.
Right. Hello, you have a very nice smile. Did you enjoy your summer and ready for the holiday season? That was in November. Mind you, I've never spoken to this human ever in my life. So you're talking to me as if we're BFFs. Don't answer that. And then you waited 23 days and said, hey.
Hey, with three Ys.
Like, he was talking to me as if we were BFFs.
Did you enjoy your summer? It's November, sir.
Right. See, now there you go. That's okay. We can do that. A little hearty ice. I mean, I didn't respond, but it was, this guy sent a photo.
Oh, man.
Hi, beautiful. Should I click it?
I mean, don't show it.
Oh. The worst selfie ever. All right, Shay, hold on. No, it's not even bad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it was blurred. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Just says hi, beautiful. I thought that was going to be bad.
Yeah.
Nope. It's just a terrible selfie of this human.
And it's like up close.
Like really up close. Like in a really bad angle.
Why is it the more I look at these, the more they start popping up? Where
are these? Because you probably have some from like 10 years ago.
No, these are all within the last year.
Wow.
They keep coming. I don't know. Oh, here's this guy. He wasn't playing. Oh, mind me asking if your DM is open. No response.
Clearly not.
So later on that day, 3 hours later, good evening. And then 3 days later, good evening. And then 15 days later, good afternoon. All unresponded. Clearly my DMs are not open if I'm not responding.
He said, let me hit her up in the afternoon. Maybe she's available then.
You know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
She's busy at night.
She's clearly busy at night.
She's a night agent.
He's been talking to himself for years.
Isn't that funny?
Look.
Holy. How many of them are there? When did this start?
And it says he's active now, so he's probably about the same video.
You see, if you look at it, he's like, she's finally on. She's finally here and ready for
typing. No.
He's like, my persistence.
When was the last one? What was the recent one?
The last one said sexy, September 11th.
Of this year?
Yes.
Like last week?
Yes.
Oh, he's been doing it for some time.
And it publicly says, like, on my profile, married, my husband's in the picture. Like,
they don't care.
He doesn't at all.
Honestly, that's more attractive to a lot of people.
Wow.
Where are you from? Honestly, that one freaks me out. Can we talk about that one for just a second? I'm not going to answer any of these, but if I was a female and if I was single and somebody's sliding my DMs, don't come at me with, where are you from? Because here's the thing. I don't feel safe telling you that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to tell you. And then if I do answer, let's say I wasn't answer and I said, Ohio, don't be like, where, what town? Because mm-hmm. I'm Toledo small. Like, you don't need to. Clearly, I'm a, you know, and I'm not going to answer these. And that's not my interest. But I'm just saying, as a female, like, don't come at somebody like, where are you from?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to tell you. And if I tell you, it's going to be very broad and don't push on it. Like, what city, what town, what, where, you know,
what
like,
county,
what county, what's your address? Give me your phone number. Tell me where I can find you at night.
Because I always tell people I live next door to the police station.
I love that.
That's smart.
And it's most comfortable. I'm like, I'm so comfortable. I leave my doors unlocked. I make so much stuff up. Yeah, it's like, don't.
And sometimes the dudes will be like, send me an address so I can see like how far away you are from me. Like, why would anybody do something like
that? Right. That I don't. That's not safe. Yeah, don't. That's not safe. Here you go. This is our uncharted.
Again, send the address of the police department. Right. Not playing with you.
Fire department, police department, somebody. FBI.
Oh, you want to meet
if you have an FBI in your town, that's probably solid.
Yeah.
Just let them get in trouble when they bust in there. This guy was the one that's, he's a hip-hop artist, but his name actually has the word uncharted in it. Mm. So he's not a successful one, which is not advertising you very well. And then, but he did say, I'd like to say that you're definitely a very beautiful woman over there. I don't know where over there is because he doesn't know where over there is. Mm. Uh-oh, here's another photo.
Oh, our next topic should be our blacklist.
Oh, that was the guy in the hood. He looks like a night agent. He's got like a thing that nuns wear over their head.
Yeah. You said a nun?
I can't click on it because it's going to show that I looked at it. But he really worked hard. He put the gray sweatpants on and then the tall. He's in jail.
I was like, are those the jail slides?
This dude is 100% in prison.
He's got the jail dudes on.
Or he was. He just got out of jail. That doesn't look like jail, though. There's too much tile for that.
I mean, but I'm saying his attire is giving, like, those are, like, prison hey dudes.
Let me see.
They are. They're like, here. They're like, hold on. They're like, he looks like he just got out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not jail.
That's like a boot camp, but like a...
A halfway house?
No, like one of those jail camps. Where they wear like the jogging pants.
And, So I mean, it's
the slip-on shoes.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing: if you're gonna send a selfie, like first of all, you have a nun habit thing on your head, and he's sweaty. Just to describe, he's sweaty from here.
He on a yard, baby.
Yeah, he wanted to get it all in the tile with his slides, his prison slides, and his socks pulled up.
Hey, man, his cellmate trying to do you.
I don't know what's happening.
Don't send that address.
Yeah, don't send it.
Not going to do that.
That's when you send the police address to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll just send the next jail address to him. Like,
tell him you work for the FBI.
I do. So exactly what did you do, sir?
Tell me more.
Hi, pretty. That one's not bad. I mean, I'm not going
to
respond.
So my question for y'all would be, what would be a successful way to slide into your DMs?
Yeah.
Like what would be like, okay, this is cool. Like, I'm not saying you guys,
I'm
saying in your prior days before you did your oath under God, what would have, been like, okay, like I'll entertain it.
What do you think a female would entertain? I think it really just depends on how you approach it. I really do. Like, because sometimes it might work. Like, I was showing that somebody sent just a random smiley face. I think that's a safe way to do it. And I think it's safe because if they kind of respond, like you said, one fire emoji, one smiley face emoji, one emoji with like the hard eyes. Because then if I'm like, okay, this dude's kind of cute, or chick or whoever, like they're cute, then I might be like, what was that for? Or, you know, or setting up. So then now I've made conversation. So like I think that's an okay way. I think honestly, when you think about social media, it's very shallow.
Yeah,
it is.
I think it's going to depend on how you look. Not to sound like an asshole, but like, I think really most is, women, if you're sweaty in your prison yard gear and you are trying to slide, and that's not going to entice anybody to respond.
Yeah,
I get it, because it's social media and being, you know, so, you know, not personal to where they don't have much to go on, but your looks, and you know, they don't really know too much about you. But like, first of all, don't slide up on my story, or don't comment on a picture. Oh, I'm trying to see this, that, or the third, or whatever. Like Amy said, maybe ask, hello, you know, I was kind of interested in you, and I was just wondering if you're single.
Yes.
And maybe we can continue this conversation and go from there.
And if, because they say, if no, I say, single,
yeah, no, I'm not stop. Single, then leave me alone. Yes. Not keep messaging me 3 years later and you're still saying hi to yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because then you're not going to entertain it, because you're a creep.
And you're delusional, because nobody's responded to you for 3 years. Like, are you having a full conversation? Like, in their head, are you responding and he's responding back? Like, I don't.
Well, if that person, as persistent they was in your DMs with their music, they would be charted.
That's true.
That's good. Yeah. If you put that much effort into your music,
you would be uncharted. You'd be charted.
I do like that. What you said, though, I think that is successful. I think you, hey, I'm into you. I like what I see. Are you single? Like, you know, are you?
I want to get to know you more.
Well, even the guy that said, "Are your DMs open?" And when I don't respond, clearly they're closed. Then don't come back 4 more times.
Right,
they're closed because there was zero response.
Yeah. And then text appropriately. Don't be like, baby, you know what I'm saying? You got all these Y's.
W-Y-D.
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 I'm like, no, spell it out.
Yes. You're grown. Punctuality and grammar is very important. And don't tell me you're sleeping on your mama or your baby mama couch and, oh, I can come over and kick it. No, thank you.
No.
Right? Because you're not coming anywhere in my space ever.
Yeah. It's so funny you said that, because it reminds me of the episode of The Game. If you remember the TV show The Game, when Malik was dating the big girl, Renee, and they was upstairs, and she was like, "Malik, I'm not having sex in your mama's house." And she was like, "He was like, my mama don't care. Watch this." It was like, "Mama, is it cool? We have sex up here." And Tasha Mack was like, "It's cool." And she was like, "No, we're not." She's like, "I'm not having sex in your mama's house."
I actually had a situation like that happen. The mom came in. Oh, why don't y'all go take a shower together? Is you cool? Like, my mother was a minister. She came in, hit her son's room, and told us to go take a shower together.
To yes. Okay.
So she was like trying to set the mood for you?
Yes. She told us.
She was trying to wing
mom. I want to say I was only like 19 at the time.
No.
Yes.
No. She was trying to wing mom that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Why don't y'all go take a shower? No. What?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go.
Actually, I was living with them. I'm like, that's too disrespectful for me at the time.
Oh,
like,
there will be zero showering together in my house.
We didn't even sleep in the same bed in the same room. So why are we about to go take a shower together?
I don't know if I would have came back to that house. I would have been like, what is this lady trying to do?
That's kind of predatory.
Like, you want me in the shower with your son?
Like, what are you trying to set up? I don't like that.
No.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I've had my son had his girlfriend to come, and they were from out of town, and I was like, listen, you guys can stay in the same bedroom. I'm not stupid. You have your own apartment. However, I need you to be respectful of the fact that you have your little sister in the bedroom right next to you with a wall that you can hear everything.
Yeah.
So please don't be inappropriate. And they did not at all. And then actually, she was like, I can sleep in the basement. Or he's like, I can sleep in the basement. I'm like, I really don't care. Just don't have sex in my house.
Yeah.
Your little sister's right there. Your little brother's right across the hall. Like, they can hear you.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And they were very respectful. And I was fine with that. There was no me encouraging you to get in the shower together.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to do that, go get a room.
Red
roof.
save that for when you go to your own apartment or when you're like out of my house.
Yeah. But if you're old enough to have sex, you should be old enough to get your own room.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So go to the red roof. Or go to the little hotel motel down the street.
Holiday.
You know what I just saw the most random thing. Maybe this is going to put someone. I just saw the most random thing on Facebook. There is a website that you can go to where you can rent hotels for a couple hours during the day and not pay by the hour ones. Like, you can get, I can like look up Toledo and it'll be like the Best Western over here. You can set up a time block when they have open rooms. So like, yeah. So like you can reserve it. I mean, it costs the same amount as like running like a Red Roof for a night.
No.
But it was like 8 to noon, noon to two. You know,
we know what goes down in those rooms.
But I was just like, somebody really set up a whole website and hotels agreed to it. We're like, yeah, you know what? Why don't you come and just spend a couple hours? Yeah. Although I will say,
come bang it out.
You know what, though? There would be, I thought about this. I would actually use this website, not for those purposes, but like on the times that like my daughter is like playing her volleyball tournaments and I have to check out of my Airbnb and she's still playing there until 8 o'clock at night and we have nowhere to go for 3 hours. Like I would totally do that. They had a pool, let my kids swim like that. I would do that.
Yeah.
But that's, but I don't think that's how people use
Or I think sometimes too, like, you know, how people do staycations, like maybe you don't want a room for a whole
You just
want
to go swim.
You just want to swim and I just need a break from everybody for a few hours.
Oh, or like when my hot water tank broke and I had no hot water. I mean, thank goodness I had a family member I could go shower at, but like, or air conditioner broke and it was so hot and I just wanted to go take a nap somewhere in the air. You know, if I didn't have a good friend to like go sleep on their couch or go take a shower at their house, like that would be, that would be a purpose.
Yeah. Or if you just want to bang it out for
a few hours. Or if you want to bang it out for a few hours or you want to take a shower together, not in a parent's house.
Listen. I mind the business that pays me. So if that's what you want to do, baby,
go right ahead.
There's a website for you. just Google it. You'll figure it out. I'm not even going to help you with that.
As long as I'm not
this wing mom is retired.
Okay.
All right.
So what will we get from this? Just don't slide into the DMs. And if you do,
Just come correct. Yeah, just come correct. Be corny and not horny. Save the horny
and
for later.
Don't be horny after you're corny.
Yes.
We have to add that.
Yes. That should be our slogan.
That's this season's slogan.
This season's slogan. No, be corny and not horny. And don't be horny after you're done being corny. So there's that. All right. When we come back from this commercial break, Miss Amy is going to do our They Said What. And of course, it's only appropriate that we have a song that fits around what we got going on. And then Shay has her Shay with the Shit. It's been quite some time. So I'm ready to see what kind of fire she's spitting today.
All right.
Bringing that hot shit today.
I'm bringing that hot shit.
Ooh, I cannot wait. Buckle y'all seatbelts, y'all. And take notes. So don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. We'll be right back right here on Mud Talk.
The Hottest Podcast is back with new merch dropping right now. Tap in and check out our latest in hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and now we have official Mud Talk water bottles and more. So make sure you head over right now to the official Mud Talk merch store and get into it. And right now, if you order, you'll get 25% off of all of the latest merch in our Mud Talk merch store. So go over to our Instagram page at MudTalk419 and get into all of the latest, newest merch that is available right now. Mud Talk, the only podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets while you grind and shine.
What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who's been purchasing some merch. It's been amazing to see you guys in the crew necks and the hoodies, the hats, the t-shirts, and all that good stuff. Thank you guys so much for doing that. And also, thank you guys for tuning in and tapping in with us, whether you're on YouTube, Facebook, or whether you listen to us on Sirius XM Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple, or wherever you stream your favorite podcast. We appreciate you guys and the support so much. So thank y'all for tapping in. And, you know, being at the season five, this is year five of the show, man. We've been doing this for 5 years. And so we got, man, it's crazy, right? So we have some big plan for the anniversary this year because we got to go big. We
got
to go hard
for
the 5 year anniversary.
Let's make CL Styles hold a gala for us.
A Mud Talk gala. The 419 gala. We should make it happen.
Yeah,
so, all right, y'all. So if you've been watching the show today, we've been talking about it goes down in the DM. And so we have a segment on here called They Said What? And this is where Amy pulls up a song and she reads the lyrics to us and we break them down to see what the hell they talking about.
I'm going to try not to cuss. This one has a lot of cuss. I'm going to try to.
I love a good
cuss. I know you do. I'm going to let you handle that. So this is called Down Your DM by Yo Gotti featuring Nicki Minaj. If she responded to this DM, boy, you effed up. She took your pictures off her gram. Yeah. Y'all must broke up. So that's the first sign, apparently. That's what it is. That's what these guys look for. They're like, no picture, slide.
Yep.
I feel like that's what that happens.
Or they like zoom in, like no wedding ring.
No pictures, no this.
Oh, they don't care about
that. They don't care. That's I get hit on more if I have a ring on than if I don't.
Oh,
This
is dirty.
People are dirty. First, she love you. Then she block you, boy. Yeah, because you slid and nobody liked it. That's effed up. It's the remix, and you know what's up? It go down. It goes down in the DM. It goes down. It goes down in the DM. It goes down. It goes down. There's a lot of going down in the DM. Just in the DM, though. There's a whole lot more it goes down in the DM.
Yes.
I tell him, Snapchat me that.
Pussy.
Why did you say it like that?
He already knew.
Oh, he knows.
He was waiting.
Wait. I think I have to say this all at once. Snapchat me that.
Pussy.
Mood. Or FaceTime me that.
Pussy.
It's cool. If it's cool, at least they ask for consent.
Yeah.
In the DMs.
You know what I've learned, like, from these They Said What segments? Most of the rappers do have consent.
They do have consent.
I love that for y'all.
Instead of just sending a blurred yeah. mystery picture.
Y'all need to take notes. Mm-hmm. Listen to the consensual rappers.
Yeah. Boy, my DM popping. My DM just caught a body. Oh. There you go. You wanted a success story. This one right here. Well, I wonder
if he actually did.
Yeah.
Well, because it was consent. It was polite. It was like, please send me that. And they did, and then caught a body.
Yeah.
If you screenshot, then you the police. What to say about that?
You're the ops.
Yeah, I clearly. 10 likes, you want OD?
So I think 10 likes, like you, maybe you went OD. Oh, yeah, like you want
OD.
OD.
I don't know
what that means.
10 likes isn't that much, though. Follow shoddy, then unfollow, then follow back. That's so me. we're playing
get her attention.
Yeah. Playing games in this DM. She like, I killed him,
bitch.
I killed him. I really killed him,
bitch.
You wouldn't look like that if you undo all them filters
and the mangles.
It's all those filters. You gotta ask for the unfiltered picture. That's the
send me a picture of you right now.
Right, no angles, no filters.
Don't use your Snapchat camera. Nope. Use your regular camera.
Regular camera. I seen your girl post her BM, so I hit her in the DM.
So that's what we was talking about. I seen your girl post her BM, so I hit her in the DM.
Because a girl wouldn't have a baby mama.
But no,
yes, we do.
Yeah.
We say that, like.
We do.
Oh, well, I kind of took that as something different, but okay.
What do you think of that? What do you think?
But now that it makes baby mama. Yeah, never mind.
So I see your girl post her baby mama, so I hit her in the DM.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all mind. Eyes. Yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man. I need to be him. Why? Because you slid in my DM with your corny horny. It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM. It goes down. Your
dick
ain't good enough to be styling on me. So she's coming back. This is probably Nikki's part.
It is.
It's got to be. You a
bitch ass ninja.
To keep on your wilding on me. Hit my side.
Bitch.
Quick, fast. Pull up in that quick, fast. I ain't talking pancakes, but he flip a brick fast.
Oh, she want a hood, dude.
She does. She's like,
she got one.
She's like, this is what I want.
By the pound.
She's like, this is what I want. A bunch of bad
bitches
ain't doing the dab.
Bitches.
Do be in some banks. Couple C's on they bag.
Bitches. Fuck.
You mean?
Fuck.
Your little memes. Even Queen Bey had to tell them I'm the queen. Check the D. Blessed indeed. Like she's checking the D.
Yeah.
Check the D.
She got to make sure it's cool.
She had to unblur the picture. She's like, let me just unblur that for a second. The executive producer,
bitch,
rest in peace. Then he put his hands in my pants, felt them thick lips, and got wood. He said, Kylie, what's good? I said, Miley, what's good? I said, could you pay my bills like O'Reilly? What's good? She wants that brick money. I just sat back and observed all these
ninjas.
I done curved. If it go down on your DM, then baby boy, you lucky. Because 99.9%, oh, these
fuck boys
can't
fuck me.
Nope. Because it goes down in the DMs a whole bunch of times. I see your man post a quote in a pick in bed. Oh. So I hit him in the DM like, hey, big head, remember when I was your woman crush? And he said, yeah. I told him that I'm headed home and he could meet me there. He tried to beat me there. Let me be clear. Is you eating
ass
too?
Ninja?
Pinky swear?
So she's making him promise that like you're gonna eat this ass tonight.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, she said pinky swear, it's not happening.
Wait a minute. Jay Loso said, what did I just walk into?
You walked into They Said What? This is not us.
You walk into They Said What? She said, check the D before it goes in the P.
Yeah. Say that.
No, that's what she's saying.
Oh yeah, always gotta check it. You gotta look at that in the light.
Yeah, so Jay Loso, if you just walked in, this is called They Said What. And we're reading, it goes down to the DM.
She's very concerned.
She's like, what
lots of emojis on that one. It's not my song. This is Yo Gotti.
This is Yo Gotti, Nicki Minaj.
And we're just listening to them talk now in the DMs.
About eating.
Yep. Pinky swear. I'm just looking for a dude that can eat the twat. Do he make more dough than a pizza shop? But that's important.
Yeah.
Do he dress every day like it's Easter Sunday? Like, she wants him to wear pastels.
Does he? Oh,
yeah.
No, she wants him to come fly.
Well, if he's flipping bricks, he probably will. Can he give me more head than Peg Bundy? Man,
fuck.
I look like turning down on some
dome.
Oh, I don't know why you said dome. I can say dome. Man, that's sort of like dog turning down some bones.
Ninjas.
Know that I'm a 10. That's Selena on my lens. I don't need another friend. It's just me and my M's.
She said, I was about to say, damn, homegirl got bars.
Thanks. It's not me, though. I mean, I do have bars, but not like Nikki. I said, what do you like about me? He said, that you're ass fat. He said, I was. He said, would I let him eat this ice cream out my
ass
crack? He said, that's abstract. He said, yo.
Ass crack.
I told him, I'm never fronting. And then I threw that ass back.
Oh.
It goes down in the DM. And I'm getting a DM right now, and I really hope that that's not any of the ones that saw me looking at my DMs earlier. Snapchat me that
pussy
mood. Snapchat me that
pussy.
It's cool. Snapchat me that
pussy
mood. Snapchat me that
pussy.
If it's cool. I seen your girl post her BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man. I'd hate to be him. And then it goes down in the DM a whole bunch of times.
Wow. That's a lot happening in DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's I mean, we went from like, what's up to do you make money to
can
you
Snapchat me that pussy?
And can you eat my body parts?
Ass and twat.
I mean, you know what? They were being forward. There was a whole lot of,
wow.
Yeah, some seriousness.
Well, that was They Said What, and that was it was going down in a DM by Yo Gotti and Nicki Minaj.
Yes, not me.
Yeah.
Not Miss Amy.
Miss Amy's.
No, I would never rap about those things.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, Shay is back with her Shay with the shit.
Now we gotta bring it back to
our Now we gotta bring it back. Bring it back. So Shay is back with her Shay with the shit. It's been quite some time. So Shay, what kind of shit are you dropping today?
So today's topic is perception. Perception is reality. So everybody has their own way of understanding and interpreting things differently. So what works for you may not work for me. And it's not what you do, it's how you do it. For example, if I text you with an exclamation point, it may come up as you know, to you as demanding, angry, hostile. But for me, it could just be excitement.
Yeah.
That situation could be misinterpreted in so many ways and cause so many unnecessary issues. So just my little piece of advice, remember to and treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So stay blessed and avoid stress.
I love that.
You know, I like that because I am an exclamation point typer. I like I'm a happy.
Yeah.
But you know, also like when people type in all caps or like we talked about, like I don't like the thumbs up, like the blue thumbs up, but other people like, that's just how I respond.
Right.
Or just so I think it's important.
I agree with that one. I feel like that's too dismissive. Yeah. Or,
yes.
Yeah.
Or just
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just yeah. Okay. Like,
but other people right. I've realized when I've had to put myself in their shoes and have some empathy is that they just really are like, why is that so bad? And
yeah.
I'm like, when I explain my point of view, they're like, I still don't get it. Like, I'm trying to let you know that I like actually like, heard what you said. Like, I didn't want to leave you on read, but I'm like, well, when you did that, it made you sound like a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, but I just wanted to, I didn't want to be a jerk because I didn't read the stuff. So I think it's just, like you said, it's the perception of what people think.
Yeah, I was definitely about to say though, like, I think what happens is like the way we're reading it, we are taking it like how we would say it.
For sure, exactly.
So it's like when it's like exclamation points, when I'm typing it, I'm yelling at you. When in reality, that person is not doing it at all.
Like if you're typing all caps,
right?
Yeah, or like the exclamation point, like
I always type it. That's what she.
Yes, Jay Loso said. Yes, some people will say I come across fierce, but it's actually passion.
Yes.
I genuinely respond with intentions, not to stir the pot.
For sure. Yes. And I'm very passionate. Yes. If I'm like giving you explanation points, I'm passionate. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
But that's not how.
And that goes in hand with being loved in your own love language. Like what works for you may not work for me. Whereas my love language is physical touch, acts of service. And for you, yours may be, you know, whatever else. Yeah. And you try to love me that way. I'm not going to perceive that the same way. So perception is reality. And, you know, the way I see things is the way I see things. But again, that's that advice of get out of your own way. And
And I think I always tell my kids too, I'm like, you have to understand that the people's perception of you is going to be reality. So even if that's not what's happening, if you're around something and that perception is that you are a part of something.
Yes.
And I think that's really important to look at too. Is like, what are not only is how people are looking at you, but what is the perception of what you're doing and who you're around?
Absolutely. Right.
And so, and I think that's huge because it doesn't matter if you were or were not doing something. you know, if you were or were not believing a certain way, if you're around it, then that's people's perception of you.
Yes. I like that last comment. I only caught the, I mean, the last comment I only caught the tail end of it. Yes. Yeah.
She said, I try to understand from the other perspective and ask questions for for clarification.
Yeah.
Definitely. Communication is the number one key in any relationship. And especially when it comes to like intimate relationships, communication leads to transparency.
Yes.
And without, you know, without communication, basic human communication, you cannot have transparency or any thrivable relationship. Like the communication is going to be your biggest downfall.
Well, it's okay to ask questions, because if I think I'm perceiving something in one way and I'm going to clarify it with you, like, is it, am I reading this right? Is this really what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, are you cool? Like,
right.
Good? Are we good? And if in that case, if I got my exclamation point, they're like, are you good? Yeah, I'm just really excited for you.
Yeah.
Okay, now
like, if Jay called me, like, why are you so loud in my ear? Yeah. Like, and I'm, you know, but she like, well, girl, dang, I was just excited to say good morning and dancing.
And now you know.
Yeah. Who pissed in your Cheerios?
Right. But it is important. And then you can clarify the perception as well.
Yes.
And communication will calm down so many problems.
Definitely.
Like, if you just communicate with people, I promise you, like, all the unnecessary beef that you created in your head or you thought was going to happen, we wouldn't have that if you just communicate, or like you said, add clarification. And Jay also said nonverbals play a huge factor as well too.
Yeah,
because when you, people don't realize like your body says a lot.
Yeah,
and so like that's when like I think sometimes when we see someone's body language, the one thing that I've learned is sometimes some people don't even realize that their body is speaking.
For sure.
They don't know. But then also too, we can't just interpret in our head like, damn, like they said, like they're standing there like they just don't give a fuck.
Well,
maybe I probably should ask you, do you give a fuck?
My daughter, and she has the worst resting bitch face ever.
Yes.
Like if you catch, I mean, she's a sweetheart, but she's got a resting bitch face. To look at her and you can, like, even today, I'm like, are you good? She's like, I don't know.
I get that a lot too. I call it RNF. Resting ninja face, because I had all the time. They'd be like, "Is you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good." Why you asking? Like, I don't know your face.
Well,
I'm like, it's nothing personal. But am I supposed to just walk around smiling? Like, now you ask me, "You cool?"
You're like, right?
Why you smiling all the time?
Yeah, I think for me, I have a lot going on in my head. So if I have that face, it has nothing to do with you. I'm just thinking in my head, and
I'm processing
right. everything. Yes. Or I'm thinking like, okay, I got to do this now, and 10 minutes later, I got to do this and go here and do that, and I'm not even. But I think becoming aware of our nonverbals.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So again, asking questions is a big part of communication. That's a very good point. With communication comes comprehension. So with those questions, if you don't understand what I'm saying, for you to comprehend and for this communication to be effective, you have to ask those questions. So I have clarification that we are on the same page.
Yeah. And you can't get upset when somebody does ask those, because people do get upset.
Yeah,
they're just trying to communicate and trying to work things out. And we also recognize that not everybody has those strong skills, and so people don't process things the way that others would. But work on that, because it's important.
Yeah,
I don't like when people say, "Oh, I don't like to be asked questions." Well,
we need the police.
I care about you. Like to be asked questions, then we can't have a conversation.
Right,
exactly. But a conversation is based on asking questions.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I think sometimes what we have to be mindful of too is that, you know, everybody didn't grow up in a household where they were taught.
Where they were taught. Like, that is
huge right there.
95% of what I do on a daily basis
is
working with people that have not been taught those communication skills. And some of them have been passed down from generation to generation.
Because we were supposed to be seen and not heard, speak when spoken to. And we weren't allowed to have our own opinions and, you know, things like that.
Or you didn't ever see conflict get resolved because you didn't really see conflict happening. And so you didn't see how
you saw the conflict, but
it wasn't in a healthy way.
But you didn't get to see the resolution, because
which is huge.
So long story short, everybody learned how to communicate. And I just personally feel like even if you were not raised or taught how to communicate, you're an adult now. So there's just certain skills that as adults, we have to learn. Learning how to communicate. I think another big communication thing that people need to learn is learn how to read the room. People struggle with learning how to read the room. Oh my God. People who don't know how to read, that should be an FYF. I'm going to say
It takes a lot of emotional intelligence to understand how to, and not everybody has emotional intelligence as a skill.
Well, I wouldn't even say just an emotional intelligence, but then like, for instance, if I walk into a room, and a room is pretty quiet and calm, and you walk in like, hey, and everybody's looking at you, you're not reading
the room. But that emotional intelligence you don't have. They don't have the ability. Some people just don't have that.
Yeah.
Because I'm so focused on myself and self, I haven't had the empathy to think about the fact that you're studying at this library right now, or wherever you are, or everybody's being chill and quiet, because I am so far in my own head and what I have going on, because I don't have the empathy or emotional intelligence to realize that that's not appropriate.
And reading a room doesn't mean like you can't be yourself, but sometimes we have to put self on the shelf.
For sure.
Like sometimes it's like, okay, like how I may be in one environment, I know I can't be in this environment. How I may be at City Hall, I know I can't act this way at Bar Louie in Perrysburg. You know what I'm saying? Like we just like we can't do that. And I think sometimes some people, they feel like, well, I'm just going to be this way all the time. It's like, no, you have to learn.
No. I'm going to be this way, and everybody's just got to accept that because that's who I am.
Yeah.
No. Which, we love you for who you are, but you have to be.
Sometimes you got to put self on the shelf.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're the only one walking into the room and yelling, and everybody else is looking at you, it's pretty enough. It's pretty
So, well, thank you, Shay, with the shit. And you know, with Shay, she's always with the shit. So, all right.
How you want it?
Listen, she said I could be cool. Well, I can come out of the bag.
I just remember you had to explain what it meant. Like, I first sees it. I was like, what does that mean? I don't understand.
Look at you. Now you get it, huh?
I get it.
I love it.
Taking me 5 minutes. No, I got it. I got it right away.
Gold star for Amy.
I thank you.
All right. Well, y'all know it's the last Friday of the month, and we always like to wrap up the show on these last Fridays, what we call FYF, and it either can stand for fuck your feelings, forgive them, or forget them. And so this is where everything that we've kind of been holding in for the last month or so,
since May,
you know, we just kind of get it out. And if you have any FYF that you guys want to put into the comments below, do that, and we'll read them as we're going through. So does anybody in here got any FYFs, man?
Fuck your feelings if you think everything about you. Like you said, I like what you said. Put self on the shelf sometimes.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that.
Because it's not always about you.
No.
Yeah. Fuck all the people who don't know how to read room.
I'm gonna say F because I haven't decided which F this falls up yet. But F all the people who okay, this is driving me nuts. This is my F. If you have to take the time to send me an email and it took you 5 to 7 minutes to write this email, to ask me to do something that would have taken you the same 5 to 7 minutes to just do it yourself, F you.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. Like, if I'm reading an email, they're like, hey, could you please do da 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 da? I'm like, it took you longer to write this damn email asking me to do this than it would have taken you just to do it yourself.
For sure.
Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Fuck all the people who are disintentionally mean to people for no motherfucking reason. Mm-hmm. That shit burns my fucking grits, and I hate it. So if you're going around just being an attention bitch to everybody, and you know what I really hate though, for real, people who blame their situations, their trauma and all that shit for the reason why they're a bitch or an asshole, go heal and get the fuck over it. Okay, so I like, people are like, well, I'm like this because I grew up. I don't give two shits.
Because guess what? There's 10 more people that grew up in this
who are good motherfucking
that
people
that don't act like that. I'm not saying we're not going to give you grace for a minute. You get a little bit of grace, but if it's every time, all the time, nonstop, 24/7, it's not your environment. It's your lack.
It's you. You are the problem.
You're the problem, and it's your lack of healing.
Yes. So fuck all the people who can accept the fact that they're the problem. They want to blame everybody else.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
That was a very forgive.
I have been
holding that. I'm gonna forgive you for that one. He's gonna F you. I'm forgiving.
Who, me?
No, I'm forgiving the people that.
Oh, shit. Fuck them.
Okay. Well, I'll forgive you.
So I've been holding that one in for quite some time. I come with FYF.
F all the people asking me to fundraise for something. I'm in a stage where I have literally 17 people asking me for fundraise money. And you know what? F our society for making it to the point where kids have to be able to raise money to do things, to be active. Even schools, like, I mean, my kid's school's having a fundraiser just so they can afford certain things. We have to do fundraisers to go on field trips. And I'm like, so F the society that created the fact that we can't just have the funds to do
things. There are kids out here selling $1 candy bars and shit and oranges and peanuts.
Right.
And candles.
Did you buy some oranges and peanuts?
No, but
they do have the nut fundraiser, though.
Well, I ain't buying no more nuts, so.
I'm not buying nuts either.
So, fuck that. Support the kids, man. And I feel like we should just, as a society, just do it.
Right.
Like, they shouldn't have to, like, go and fundraise and do GoFundMe and shit. Right. Like, we should just do it.
And if we're not, then whoever you are that doesn't know how to budget, learn how to budget.
Yeah.
And make some extra money for those type of things.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of this.
Yeah.
A lot of parents who make sure they dress and fly and dress and press your motherfucking kids look raggedy as hell. Fuck that shit. I fuck them. I hate that. Yes. That pisses me off real bad.
Yeah.
So if you out here rocking around in Gucci, Louis, and all that shit, and your
or kid, even fake Gucci and fake Louis, Gucci, and it still looks nice,
and it still looks good, but your kids walking around in here from school clothes from 2 years ago, fuck
that me. Are short and too tight and
yeah, or
they, with
or,
holes,
yeah, or their shoes is too small, and oh, like, my
their,
feet
their
hurt.
Toes are
yeah.
all curled up in the top of
no,
them.
No, fuck you. I don't care. Can't stand. Get your priorities together.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'll probably have some more.
That felt good. That's
specific. Got any more, Shay?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let's just forgive society right now of what's going on. This political stuff that's going back and forth.
Yeah.
And everything that's been going on with, I won't say his name on this platform, but his name sounds like Carly Kirk. So, you know, I'm just...
going to get canceled either.
No, they're not going to Jimmy Kimmel me. So,
well, they didn't Jimmy Kimmel, because Jimmy Kimmel's back now.
Well, yeah, now look at Stephen Colbert. They took his ass right off the TV. But anyways, let's give each other grace. It is okay for us who have... a difference of opinions.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's kind of like a fuck this too, but fuck all the people who can't accept we have different opinions. Right. You want to call people jobs and get them fired.
Well, and here's my whole thing. That whole situation that really bothered me, I think, the most was people took people having a differing of opinions because some people took this person's living words.
Yes.
And thought that they took them very personally and that it was very anti them.
Yes.
And when people were mentioning, I'm just not personally going to grieve in the situation. People took that as if they were celebrating somebody who did not live.
Yes.
And that's what bothered me because I don't think that's the intention of the majority of people. Some people, I think, yes. I think that the bigger thing is that we have to stop and think like, we're not going to have to grieve anybody and everybody that's out there.
Absolutely.
And what I really am irritated the most about, and I think that I'm not the family, but like, they're politicizing something that, I mean, again, this person was a father, this person was a husband, mm-hmm. regardless of what they thought about. And now we're taking that, we're trying to make it a big political thing to pit people against each other, and it's
yes.
working. And it needs to stop working.
Yes.
You know, if that's your people and that's what you believe, and that was your grief.
Yes.
If these people over here, that's not what they believe, they don't want to grieve, that shouldn't be an issue either.
Yes. But see, my thing is like, it shouldn't, if you have to go so far to go onto someone's Facebook profile or social media and find what they do for a living, and call their job. You need to do something else better because
right.
if I remember very succinctly and correctly, about a few years ago with George Floyd and everybody else was talking shit about George Floyd,
yeah.
we weren't calling people's job trying to get you fired.
Right.
You know,
like,
what
you
saying?
Can have a different opinion.
It's okay for people to have a difference of opinion, and I don't think, like you said, no one was saying like, yes,
yeah,
good job.
I did not see that. That
yeah.
was not. I mean,
but
people that shifted yeah. to that very quickly.
Yes. And so, like, it's okay if people don't want to eulogize him. Of course, no one wants them to lose their life. But at the same time, if I don't feel anything for
any
him,
connection to somebody,
any connection
yeah.
to somebody, then it's perfectly okay. But then don't call my job trying to get me fired.
Job connection.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I think, too, I mean, I think I can look at a lot of people that are in public. I can look at a lot of people that have been public figures that have passed away for one reason or the other, whether it was an accident or whether it was, like, a shooting or a murder. And I not have a public connect, but that doesn't mean that my personal connection, it doesn't mean any less other people.
Yes.
Like, I remember when, like, Princess Diana died. Like, I remember there were a lot of, like, my parents' friends that were, like, super sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, like, why are you crying? Like, I didn't, I mean, you know what I mean? So it's just one of those.
We all cried when Michael Jackson died.
Right, Michael Jackson died. And some people did not because Michael
yeah.
Jackson. So it's okay to have a personal connection and to grieve that connection.
Yeah.
What's not okay is to come at somebody for not having a personal connection and grieving that.
Absolutely.
Because grief is something that happens within internally.
Yes.
And so, you know, nobody wants to see anybody end up in that situation. Nobody wants to see kids without a parent. No, that's not what I don't think anybody wants to see.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what? F our society for allowing that to become that.
Yeah, like the norm.
To using this tragedy in this person's life, regardless of what position that you're in.
Yeah.
And using it to then try to pit people against each other. Because
yeah.
what a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
These kids are going to grow up and they're going
to
see that.
Absolutely. Digital footprints are
real. Yeah. Because people can have a, you know, opinion without somebody wishing death upon them.
Right.
Or yeah.
going to the, you know, most extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And then also, too, if you are a leader or if you have a public platform, just be careful about what you post to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like before this situation, you should have been careful about what you posted anyway, but know that we are in cancel culture.
Yeah.
You definitely got to be careful. I mean, even if you are thinking about posting a subliminal, don't even do it. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're going to have a burner account. So other than that, like, just be careful, because I mean, there are people
who are waiting.
Yeah. I mean, who are waiting, but there are people who are in high profile positions who have lost their jobs just for posting on social media. I mean, just recently, I mean, we had the fire department, the rescue, Toledo Rescue guy. I think he was like a lieutenant or something. Like, he just lost his job because he posted a thing about Charlie Kirk.
Well, there was a local board member at a local school that had accidentally, according to this person, allegedly, from what I read, pushed the instead of the care emoji, pushed the laughing emoji.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the people in the district wanted that board member to
come. Well, we gotta blame Facebook for that, because why is that damn care button so close to the laugh button?
Yeah. Can we also, just while we're at it, can we get the eye roll emoji? I need the eye roll emoji.
Yeah, I need that
in the worst way.
Yeah.
I mean, people will unfriend me at that eye roll emoji, because there are so many eye rolls that I
want to
give people.
Yeah. I just like that laugh and share emoji. They should split because now I'm like, when I go on my phone, I have anxiety now.
I have accidentally laughed when I meant to care.
Yes. And now they DMing you like, what the fuck you laughed for?
That actually happened. I responded to one of our news. I responded to a news article, and it wasn't anything super terrible. And I genuinely meant to care. And I hit the laughing one, and somebody commented to me, like, why are you laughing? It's not funny. And I was like, I'm not laughing. It's awful. I gave you a hug. And they're like, check your emoji. Thank goodness for the person that I was under that said, check your emoji. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And I apologized to the person. I said, I really genuinely meant to give you a hug. It was nothing political or controversial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was just something that was just like a news report on somebody's like neighborhood. And it wasn't funny. It was I want to give the whole neighborhood a hug. Like, let's do a group hug.
Yeah, I love that for us.
Yeah. All
right. Anybody else with any more FYS?
Shit, you didn't have very many.
No, life's been pretty good. No,
well, she came already hot and ready off the first one. She got it all off.
True. I feel relieved now.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Ooh, feel better. All right, y'all, but thank y'all for tuning in and tapping in so much. We'll see y'all in a couple weeks, and then we'll also get the Shrimp and Grits up on us. Until then, I'm Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy.
And you officially tuned in and tapped into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ear to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, we'll see y'all next time. Peace.